We all have them in our lives, those people whose very presence makes us tense up, the colleague who criticizes everything you do, the in-law who always has a cutting remark, the friend who takes offense at the slightest comment. These human porcupines carry their defensive quills everywhere they go, and one wrong move can leave you feeling the sting. But what if these challenging relationships could become your greatest teachers? Just like their animal counterparts, human porcupines don't develop their defenses overnight. Those 30,000 protective quills evolved for a reason: survival. Similarly, difficult people arm themselves with emotional defenses designed to keep threats at bay, developed through past hurts, disappointments, and trauma. The boss who explodes over minor issues might be carrying wounds from previous professional failures. The spouse who withdraws into icy silence may have learned early that expressing needs led to rejection. What's fascinating is that both animal and human porcupines follow predictable patterns before deploying their full defenses. They give warning signs: raised voices, aggressive body language, emotional withdrawal, signals that something has triggered their protective instincts. And here's the crucial insight: these defensive behaviors aren't personal, they're protective, rooted in survival instincts and learned responses. Have you ever wondered why certain people consistently bring out your worst reactions? Understanding the porcupine nature means recognizing that under certain circumstances, we all have the capacity to raise our own quills. This awareness creates the foundation for genuine empathy rather than mere tolerance. Success with difficult people begins with recognizing their unique warning signals before defensiveness fully emerges. Each human porcupine has their own tell, perhaps a specific tone, phrases, or physical cues like crossed arms or averted eyes. These patterns become valuable navigation tools. Notice the colleague whose emails grow terse near deadlines, the family member whose voice sharpens with certain topics, or the friend who suddenly fixates on their phone during sensitive conversations. These are quills beginning to rise, not yet deployed, but preparing for defense. Respecting boundaries is crucial. Human porcupines need physical and emotional space, including respect for their timing, values, and communication preferences. Some require processing time. Others prefer written communication for difficult topics. Don't avoid necessary conversations. Acknowledging potential discomfort often diffuses defensiveness. I know this might be sensitive, but I'd like to understand your perspective. When defensive signals escalate, suggest continuing later. When porcupines sense you respect their boundaries, they begin to trust you won't force them into defensive positions. Every porcupine has a vulnerable underside. Finding this soft spot requires patience, observation, and genuine curiosity about what matters to the difficult person, their joys, and what shapes their worldview. True empathy means actively understanding another's perspective, not just tolerating them. You don't need to agree, just sincerely try to see through their eyes. Questions like, "What does this look like from your perspective?" or "This seems really important to you," can open meaningful dialogue. When someone feels truly seen, their defenses often diminish. I witnessed an angry manager transform after a colleague inquired about his family photos, revealing his commitment to his children and the pressure to provide for them. Difficult behavior typically masks underlying fears or unmet needs. Address the emotions driving behaviors rather than just the prickly exterior. Remember that empathy includes understanding yourself. What triggers your own defensive reactions? This self-awareness prevents you from raising your own quills when faced with someone else's. The way we communicate can either escalate or diffuse defensive reactions. Certain approaches help lower a porcupine's quills, creating space for genuine dialogue. Eliminate blame from your vocabulary. Replace "you always" with "I" statements that express your experience. "I feel concerned when meetings start late because it impacts my commitments." Be specific rather than general. Vague complaints provide no path forward, while specific observations give actionable information. When you interrupted me during the presentation, I felt my contribution wasn't valued. Ask genuine questions rather than making assumptions. The Socratic method works effectively with defensive personalities, inviting collaboration rather than resistance. Acknowledge emotions, both theirs and yours. Simply naming feelings can reduce their intensity. I can see this is frustrating for you. It's challenging for me too. Finally, timing matters enormously. Choose moments when both parties are calm and have sufficient time to talk, avoiding conversations when people are hungry, tired, or stressed. The workplace presents unique challenges for handling difficult personalities due to hierarchies and lack of emotional foundations found in families. With porcupine bosses, focus on solutions rather than defense. When they overreact, ask, "What can I do to help resolve this?" For critical supervisors, request specific guidance. Could you show me exactly how you'd prefer this to be done? For difficult colleagues, find common ground through shared interests outside work. In teams with multiple porcupines, establish clear communication protocols, regular check-ins, documented decisions, and explicit role definitions to prevent ambiguity that triggers territorial responses. Remember that workplace porcupines often react to systemic pressures, not personal issues. Understanding these contexts helps you respond appropriately. Maintain professional boundaries while remaining compassionate. Set clear limits. "I'm happy to help, but I'll need to leave by 6 p.m., which often earns respect from boundary testers. The hardest part of managing difficult personalities is recognizing when we become the porcupine ourselves. Self-awareness is key to breaking defensive interaction cycles. Identify your personal triggers, situations, words, or behaviors that raise your quills. Common triggers include feeling excluded, having competence questioned, receiving unexpected criticism, or facing public correction. Naming these triggers helps you recognize them before reacting. Notice your defensive patterns. Do you withdraw, become sarcastic, or counterattack? Physical signals like shoulder tension, shallow breathing, and jaw tightening often precede defensive responses. Understand how past experiences shape current reactions. If childhood taught you that vulnerability led to rejection, you might automatically defend against perceived criticism. Recognizing these patterns creates space for conscious choices. Practice self-compassion alongside accountability. Instead of harsh self-judgment, keep a defensive behavior log to track triggers, responses, and moments when you successfully caught yourself before reacting. At its heart, embracing porcupines, both others and ourselves, is about radical acceptance. This doesn't mean approving all behaviors, but acknowledging reality without wishing people were different. Acceptance recognizes that defensive behaviors stem from humans using their best available tools. The critical colleague battles perfectionism. The withdrawn partner shields themselves from past wounds. Each person attempts to meet legitimate needs through strategies that sometimes backfire. Paradoxically, acceptance creates conditions for change. When people feel accepted as they are, they need their defenses less. A manager who acknowledges an employee's fear of failure finds them more receptive to feedback than one who simply demands improvement. This journey transforms our relationships and ourselves. We develop patience, compassion for challenging personalities, and wisdom about human nature. In embracing the porcupines in our lives, we learn to connect despite our defenses, perhaps our most profound skill.